dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, Dave Chappelle. Again. Yes, our denomination, the Holy Apostolic Oracle of Wokeness and Unified Division Self-Righteous Reformed, this week decided to levy yet another cancellation against the transphobic, homophobic, and phobophobic comedian for his atrocious behavior at the Hollywood Bowl. However, and this is important, Chappelle is not being excommunicated for any of the reasons the uninitiated might think. For instance, it's not because he made a joke about our acronym sisters and brothers and others after he was attacked.
It was a trans man.
No, we allowed this to pass since it is physically impossible for trans persons to commit violence or indeed any sin as we all know. The absurdity of this comment on its face made it irrelevant. It's also not because of his repeated use of the N-word after the incident. As a black man, Chappelle enjoys the special privilege of the minority to appropriate the slurs of the oppressor and destigmatize them through frequent use, and use them frequently he does. It's not even because he and his group of supporters engaged in violence backstage against the man, Isaiah Lee.
I've been doing this 35 years. I just stomped the backstage. Always wanted to do that.
Here again, though we do not condone violence, nevertheless, as an African-American man, Chappelle is allowed special consideration due to his people's struggles, and we do not believe it's appropriate for white persons like ourselves to presume to judge the experiences of the oppressed. Besides, the only way for us to remedy the long-standing differences in the rules for blacks and whites is to continue to have differences in the rules for blacks and whites. No, the key, unforgivable action Chappelle took was to make fun of Isaiah Lee's hair.
I grabbed the back of his head. His hair was spongy. Absorbent.
Here is a man, Isaiah Lee, who was clearly engaged in a simple act of mostly peaceful protest against someone who should not be allowed to speak in public anyhow, and instead of honoring the dignity of this justice warrior, Dave Chappelle reduced his nobility to a punchline about hair. Lying, violence, and profanity, we can forgive. Mockery, however, is the gravest of sins, especially against a fellow social critic. For shame, Dave Chappelle, for shame. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Justice Samuel Alito, who this week was exposed as the man most likely to send women's reproductive health back to the Dark Ages by writing a draft opinion on a case that will allow each state to violate women's rights to whatever degree they want. What's so shameful about this ruling is the way it completely misunderstands the role of the Supreme Court in our nation. Alito and his activist conservative allies on the court believe that their job is to determine the meaning of the words in the Constitution and then use that meaning to decide which laws are allowed or not allowed by it. This is not the purpose of the Supreme Court. The whole reason to have a Supreme Court is so that it can adapt and nudge the meaning of the Constitution so that it aligns with the prevailing and evolved wisdom of our current society. The Constitution is not a fixed set of rules just because it's a fixed set of words on paper. No, the Constitution is a living, breathing testimony to the wisdom of the current age, no matter how new and experimental that wisdom might be. And that's why the correct job of a Supreme Court justice is to assess the will of the American people and then find a way to make the Constitution say what we want it to say. One of the gravest sins of any public official is thinking that America is a place governed by the rule of law and a fixed set of principles, rather than realizing that America is ruled by the fleeting values of the moment and whatever we the people want right now, the newer the smarter. For this sin, Samuel Alito, I hereby cast thee out. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, we want to extend our most sincere appreciation to the outstanding work being done by Principal Danielle Singh and all the pioneers at Janney Elementary School in Washington, D.C. According to a letter from her desk, all students pre-kindergarten through third grade recently took part in an anti-racist fight club, a presentation by wokest acolyte third degree Doyen Richards, leading the young justice warriors through the, quote, anti-racism fight club fist book for kids, end quote. Acolyte Richards showed those future citizens that white people are only a part of a society that benefits them in almost every instance, and that it's as if white people walk around with an invisible force field because they hold all the power in America. All quotes. So true. But the standout part of converting these children to the foot-fist way of anti-racism was her brilliant exercise of having them identify the most racist person in their own family, and then brainstorm ways to persuade them, or, if not that, at least report them to the Committee for Suppressing Nonconformity. One way she said you can identify racists at home as if they criticize Colin Kaepernick, whom we all know will eventually be revered for his equity advocacy on the same level as Martin Luther King Jr. Now, some people might say that a child is too young to think about such things, but we say no child is too young to report their relatives to the thought police, and it's never too early to train them to trust their teachers instead of their parents. After all, in America, anyone at all is allowed to make a baby, but only the government can make a teacher. Which is why they can be trusted to know what's best for everyone's children. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.